For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. At yesterday's Board of Supervisors meeting, the board agreed unanimously to pay $50,000 to the Inland Water and Power Commission, or IWPC, to study the feasibility of a licensing proposal for the Potter Valley project. The deadline to submit a notice of intent to file a license application to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission is July 1st of this year, so the decision will have to be made in a somewhat timely manner. Three parties, the IWPC, Caltrout, and the Sonoma County Water Agency, are included in a planning agreement to study the license proposal. The IWPC is a joint powers authority representing the County of Mendocino, the City of Ukiah, Redwood Valley County Water District, Potter Valley Irrigation District, and the Mendocino County Russian River Flood Control and Water Conservation Improvement District. All three main parties are involved in Congressman Jared Huffman's collaborative process to develop recommendations on the terms of any new license for the controversial project, which diverts water from the Eel into the Russian River. The agreement asks that all parties work toward terms for a new license that will benefit both basins by supporting their economic welfare, advancing the reliability of the water supply, continuing hydroelectric generation, and restoring fisheries, including volitional fish passage into the Eel River upstream of Scott Dam. The various entities that form the IWPC are meeting this week, and the IWPC itself will have a special meeting on Friday to finalize this step of the process. Frank Lynch, president of the Lake Pillsbury Homesite Association, shared this opinion during public comment.
The county needs to be part of a regional plan, and there were mistakes made long, long ago in not getting into the Lake Mendocino water rights. This is a positive step.
We'll stay in the First District for the next segment about the latest draft of the Redwood Valley Community Plan update, which the Redwood Valley Municipal Advisory Council is working to incorporate into the county's next general plan. Last night at the Redwood Valley Grange, over 80 members of the public attended the third of four meetings to refine their vision for how they'd like their community to develop. After a brief presentation, residents broke into small groups to talk about their priorities. Unsurprisingly, exploring ways to develop groundwater is a huge concern. But some people also want to delve into wonkier issues, like how they can have more notice about permits and influence over their approval. And tourism involving horses was another hot topic. One group was really interested in sussing out which agencies were responsible for enforcing what kinds of code violations. I stepped outside to chat with someone who's been involved with this process since it began in June of 2017.
Hi, my name is Cliff Pollan. I'm the facilitator for the Redwood Valley Municipal Advisory Council Community Action Plan update process. The plan is to have the Community Action Plan first adopted by the Board of Supervisors and then to be incorporated into a general plan amendment probably in 2021 when the next round of general plan amendments takes place.
And there was a lot of talk about community character and defining what community character is. And what's the best definition that anybody has come up with yet for what community character means?
The community character of Redwood Valley is a somewhat nebulous concept, but I would say that it is preserving the rural quality of Redwood Valley and the strong agricultural history that has been here. It's providing walkable, bikeable communities so that there actually is more of a village hub to the center of Redwood Valley. And it's having development that is compatible with what existing uses are, that doesn't look or feel significantly different from what people envision when they think of Redwood Valley, which is a small rural village. And the reason why people have come here and stayed here is because they appreciate that character.
How are you going to make sure that the changes and the demands are substantive and actually have an impact on people's lives aside from making them feel like the colors of their paint are going to be excessively scrutinized?
Well, the idea is certainly not to create a NIMBY atmosphere, and there certainly is a discussion around color palette that is in there, but we're not creating a new homeowners association where people are going to be scrutinizing every move that everyone makes. It's rather to provide guidance for people that want to do future development on what it needs to look like and how it needs to function, and for there to be a back and forth between the MAC and those developers as those plans are being submitted and contemplated.
One of the goals that I really noticed was, how do you attract businesses, the kinds of businesses that people want, and what are some of the strategies that you've heard for bringing some of these goals into being?
Well, I think that goal overlaps a lot with the strong preference for maintaining locally owned businesses here. I think one of the ways that you do that is you try and make sure that there are spaces still available for those businesses to occur. Redwood Valley has a limited number of industrial and commercial sites that are still available, so making sure that those aren't subsumed by some large corporate interest. And then it's really advertising what the need is and what the potential market opportunities are so that local entrepreneurs might see that there is a real value in creating those types of activities here in Redwood Valley. And I think as the demographic shifts and as people are looking to have more of their needs met closer to home and may not want to drive to Ukiah for everything, the potential for attracting things like a hardware store or a drugstore or those types of service industries that people have really been asking for could grow in the valley.
And the safety desires have ranged from, you know, just more pleasant, attractive biking and walking opportunities. Like, we're looking at this road right here. I would not ride my bike on this road. All the way up to fire safety. Like, what are some ideas for what to do this coming fire season?
Well, there's a long way to go for fire safety here in Redwood Valley and around the county. But I think the biggest one is, how do you get people organized on a neighborhood and a street and an overall Redwood Valley basis to looking at where is fire likely to start? Where is it likely to spread? What can people do on their individual lands? What can people do collectively? The creation of a Redwood Valley Fire Safe Council was one of the top priorities, and I know that that's already starting to move a little bit. Just to talk about your other thing about walking and biking trails have been a huge, even the 2004 plan that was created, that was a top priority. It's been a top priority at pretty much every meeting that we've been to. I know that there's a lot of excitement and interest in some members of the MAC about the Redwood Trail that would utilize the North Coast Rail Authority's right-of-way on the rail trail, on the rail line, as a potential way for people to move around Redwood Valley. There's also interest in utilizing riparian corridors as potential places for walking and biking trails. So, you know, Redwood Valley has never had a voice of its own until a few years ago when the MAC was created. And the Community Action Plan update is hoping to strengthen and create even more enforceability and even more authority in the best possible way within the MAC to do those types of projects.
Is it too late for the public who's not at this meeting tonight to participate?
Not at all. I'd encourage you to go to the Redwood Valley MAC website, which is redwoodvalleymac.com. And one of the top items on the site is a link to the draft community action plan, where people can download that and read it. Or you can come to a MAC meeting. It's the second Wednesday of every month at the Redwood Valley Grange. It's another great place to come and either bring written comments or bring your oral comments. And those can all be incorporated into the future final version of the plan.
Those MAC meetings on the second Wednesday of every month are from 5 to 7 p.m. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. We just heard about the latest draft of the Redwood Valley Community Plan update, which you can still comment on. We'll include links in the web version of this story.